Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 9 regarding Jill, J-I-L-L, Pruden, P-R-U-D-E-N. Jill Pruden is a 56-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-6-19. But on that occasion, she was pulling out a heavy door of a fireproof cabinet in an underhanded fashion. Apparently, she then felt pain in her right in neck, common right shoulder, arm, hand, and finger. Apparently, she did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a herniated disc in the neck. Apparently, she did accept epidural steroid injection for this, but no surgery. Ms. Pruden admits that on about 7-10-10, she had a fall, resulting in injury to her shoulder and neck. Apparently, she had a herniated disc in the neck, treated surgically. Apparently, she also had a tear in her shoulder, treated surgically. In addition, she received physical therapy and epidural injections. Apparently, she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Apparently, she's no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired in the paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Pruden alleges that on 9-6-19, she was pulling a drawer and injured her neck, common right shoulder, common right arm, common and right hand. Paired treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Yelmachili on 6-5-20, obviously well after the subject event. He noted she was injured pulling a heavy drawer. Apparently, since then, she had neck pain traveling into her right arm to her thumb. Apparently, she had a previous history of C5-6 HDF performed about 8 years ago after a work-related injury at the same employer. Apparently, she also had right shoulder surgery at that time. After the injury in September 2019, she tried to live with her symptoms, but they did not go away. He did not document any interim treatment she may have received. Although he did comment on several spine x-rays that will be inserted as marked. He rendered diagnoses of neck pain, common right arm pain, common history of fusion of the cervical spine and neck strain. He recommended an MRI of the cervical spine as well as EMG of the right upper extremity. He also ascertained a further history of gastric reflux and rheumatoid arthritis. She had open reduction internal fixation of the right ankle and shoulder arthroscopy on the right in 2013. In the paragraph, she did undergo cervical spine MRI on 9-10-20, but there were no studies available for comparison. She then accepted cervical epidural injections by Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, on 12-2-20 and 1-6-21. She had also been seen by Dr. Chern on 6-11-20. He elaborated on her past medical history, including the fact that the cervical fusion was done by Dr. Bhatnagar about 10 years earlier, where the shoulder surgery was done by Dr. Rizzo about 8 years earlier. At that time, a small rotator cuff tear was found. She related persistent pain even after the surgery that was 4-5/10. Her pain now seemed to be 6/10 around the right shoulder. Predominant pain does come from her neck, associated with a tingling and numbing sensation going all the way down into her right hand. She had not really missed any work since the injury in September 2019, except for 2 days. He then reviewed x-rays of the shoulder to be inserted as marked. He diagnosed status post-complete repair of the rotator cuff and opined there really is no significant irritation of the right shoulder symptoms that occurred in the incident of 9/6/19. Perry did recommend she follow through with evaluation of her neck. Period. He encouraged her to undergo the testing recommended by Dr. Yellen and Chile. Period. On 9/18/20, she returned to Dr. Yellen and Chile. Period. He noted the results of her cervical spine MRI and EMG, both to be inserted as marked. Period. He explained she had an EMG with evidence of right C6 radiculopathy, but MRI does not show obvious nerve impingement. Perry could have some nerve irritation without clear impingement. Perry recommended she begin a steroid pack and consult with pain management. Perry did see pain management Dr. Greaves on 10/30/20. Period. She then instilled the epidural steroid injections listed above. Perry followed up with Dr. Yellen and Chile through 2/5/21. Perry reported the injections were not helpful for her. Perry still complained of pain and numbness in her right arm. Period. Since in light of her response to injections, he did not feel surgical intervention would reliably alleviate her symptoms. Perry felt the risk of surgery would outweigh the benefits at the current time. Perry concluded she was at maximum medical improvement and period. Through a laser and did not leave a scar. Period motion of the right shoulder was limited and associated with complaints of tenderness. Period abduction and flexion were 60 degrees and extension to 50 degrees. Period independent adduction and internal rotation were full. Period external rotation was to 60 degrees. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level. Paired motion of the right elbow was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion, but elicited right shoulder tenderness that is non-physiologic. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manumuscle test was 5- for resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder internal rotation. Paired resisted shoulder abduction was 4+/5. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Paired shoulder maneuvers, she had a positive near impingement and amply scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery. Perry had excessive adipose tissue anteriorly. Period. Active flexion was to 40 degrees, extension 35 degrees, bilateral rotations, bilateral side bending 35 degrees. Common right rotation is 70 degrees and left rotation full to 80 degrees. Perry was tender to palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that section is normal and thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 9/6/19, Jill Pruden was pulling on a heavy drawer at work and experienced pain in her neck, shoulder, and arm. Where this was superimposed upon prior surgery on her neck for herniated disc and surgery on her shoulder for a rotator cuff tear. Period. She actually remained symptomatic in the shoulder after her surgery. Period. After the subject event, she did undergo x-rays of the neck and shoulder. when she came into the care of Seaview Orthopedics. Period. It does not appear that she received interim treatment since the subject event nearly a year earlier. Period. Nevertheless, she was initiated on conservative therapeutic measures. Period. She had a cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. This does not appear to have identified any new disc herniations per se. Period. She did have disc osteophyte complexes, which are consistent with chronic abnormalities. Period. EMG did show active radiculopathy on the right. Period. She did not respond well to two epidural steroid injections. Period. Accordingly, on 2/5/21, Dr. Yamagili declared she had reached maximum medical improvement and surgery was not efficacious. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found her to have decreased range of motion about the right shoulder and cervical spine. Period. A positive near impingement and aptly scratch test on the right shoulder. Period. Sensation was intact and strength was almost entirely normal. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. The paragraph this case represents 12.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the neck regardless of cause. But this is entirely attributable to her pre-existing neck condition before the subject event. Period. Similarly, she has 7.5% permanent partial total disability of the right shoulder. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a prior rotator cuff tear treated surgically with persistent symptoms. Period. This was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the incident in question. Period. Accordingly, none of this assessment is attributable to it. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm or hand. Period. That is the end.